مولانا أشرف، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته.
مولانا، are you still jet lagged or have you recouped, Mulana?
No, Mulana, we hit the floor running and back into the rhythm of things, Mulana.
MashaAllah. A very interesting and a unique book that you have chosen this morning. Ye ek ma'rikatul ara mas'ala hai. And taking us back to madrasa memory lane, MashaAllah. Is it wajib for the muqtadi to recite Surah Fatiha? And this is written by Mulana Muhammad Qasim Nanotwi, rahimahullah.
Yes, Mawlana, we know that the Muqtadi is the one who follows the Imam. In other words, the one reading Salah behind the Imam. Now, this book deals with the question that is it wajib, is it necessary for the Muqtadi, the person reciting behind the Imam, to recite Surah Fatiha or not? And we know that this is, like you said, Mawlana, in your introduction, that this is a disputed type of mas'ala. It is a disputed type of discussion that is held in the fiqh, and it catches the attention of many people, especially nowadays. However, this book in itself is valuable for two reasons. The first 47 pages of this book are actually very, very important because they have a commentary or an introduction to the commentary of this book. The book is titled Tawfiqul Kalam fi Insati Khalf al Imam. And this has been translated then for the purpose of the English reader as is it wajib for the Muqtadi to recite Surah Fatiha? And the book is actually a commentary then by the very learned hadith scholar of our times, the Sheikh al Hadith at Darul Ulum Dioband, Hazrat Allama Mufti Mawlana Saeed Ahmed Paranpuli, Damat Barakatuhu. We know he is one of the leading lecturers. He holds the highest position in the Darul Uloom at Dioband. And he, many years ago, already in 1977, he provided a commentary on an important booklet of Mawlana Muhammad Qasim Nanotwi on this subject of whether the Muqtadi should recite the Surah Fatiha behind the Imam or not. But what he has done is that in the beginning of his book, for the first 47 pages, he has an introduction on the Hanafi fiqh, and he shows that the Hanafi fiqh corresponds to the narrations, in other words, to the asar, to the hadith. And he rebuts really a book by a Ahlul Hadith. We know that throughout history, from the earliest times, there was this movement of the Ahlul Hadith, people of the Hadith, who regarded the Hadith as a important source, and they followed the Hadith literally. And Mawlana Anwar Khurshid Saab printed this book, and it was printed in Dioband. And then this book has been refuted by Mawlana Saeed Ahmed Paranpuri in the first 47 pages of this treatise. And what he does is that he shows that the Hanafi fiqh is in fact closest to the narrations and closest to the hadith text that we have. He also deals with important matters such as the question of who are the Ahlul Hadith, the Ghair Muqallideen, how can we categorize them? And we know, Mawlana, this is a movement that is growing in our own country, in South Africa at the moment. We have a great number of people who are actually becoming what we call Salafi, or who are becoming Ghair Muqallid or Ahlul Hadith. And then he asks the question, who are the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah? And who are the true Ahlul Hadith? And he deals with the important question of Taqlid al-Shakhsi. In other words, following an individual imam. We know that we follow an individual imam in one of the four imams. We choose an imam and we follow that imam and we follow the methodology of fiqh adopted by that imam so that we have a coherent type of following of the hadith. And we also understand that we follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We believe that what we're doing is an actual emulation of the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam when we are acting. So he raises the question that are the ghair muqallid truly ghair muqallid? Are they in fact also muqallid in a certain sense? And this book, as I said, was first printed in 1977, and this is a reprint of that book, an improved reprint of that book. So the first 47 pages of this book is really quite invaluable, because Maulana starts off, Maulana Palanpuri starts off with a introduction to the author of the original book, that is Hujjatul Islam, Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Qasim Nanwati Rahmatullah Alayh. He mentions that this scholar, who died in the year 1879, had an illustrious type of background in terms of his own upbringing, his education. His early education took place at the hands of a great number of luminaries, including Ustadul Qul, Maulana Mamluk Ali Saab, and I had the fortune to go and visit Maulana Mamluk Ali Saab's grave in the same compound in which Shah Waliullah Rahmatullah Alayh and his sons are buried. And now Maulana Mamluk Ali Saab is important. He is regarded as Ustadul Qul. He was the Ustad of Maulana Muhammad Qasim Nanotvi, of others, and also of Sir Sayyid Ahmed Khan. The book deals with the personality of Maulana Qasim Nanotvi Rahmatullah Alayh. Maulana Qasim Nanotvi Rahmatullah Alayh is supposed to have said that my generosity, when we refer to this great personality trait of being generous, he says my generosity has been caused by Ahmed's mother, in other words, by his wife. He said that, you know, I'm generous only because my wife is so generous in her ways. And his wife served as an inspiration for his own generosity and this refinement of his character. He was a person who disliked status. He didn't even like that people should address him as Maulvi. He would prefer people to address him by his name. After he completed his studies, he took on the responsibility of editing at the Ahmadi Publication Company in Delhi. He has a number of famous students, including Hazrat Maulana Mahmood al-Hassan Saab Diobandi. He studied, you know, who we know was one of the great teachers at Darul Uloom Diobandi. Maulana then, after the martyrdom of many ulama and after the failed insurrection against the British, the failed Indian revolt in Shamli in 1857, went on to establish madaris. And apart from Darul Uloom Diobandi, he established three other madrasas: the Madrasa Qasimiyya Shahi Muradabadi, the Madrasa Manba'ul Uloom in Galawati, and the Madrasa Jami Masjid in Amroha. So we see that Maulana realized that now Muslims have to move towards safeguarding the religion and establishing madaris. Maulana made a call for jihad when the British decided to take control of India by force of sword, and Maulana actually fought them back at Shamli with the sword. So he was a brave person as well. He served not only the cause of Muslims, but he also served Islamic knowledge in a way that he realized that people needed logical substantiation for matters of deen. And many of his works provide that logical substantiation, just as Shah Waliullah Rahmatullah Alayh, centuries before, in his Hujjatullah al-Baligha, had presented a logical and the wisdom behind each aspect of deen. Maulana continued with that and rendered services in this direction. This introduction has a list of his books, his easier books, his difficult books, his very intricate books, and in total we have 36 books wherein the wisdom of Hazrat Maulana Shah Qasim Nanotvi Rahmatullah Alayh sparkles like pearls, the author says. In any case, then the discussion moves to these aspects of fiqh and of Hanafi fiqh regarding taqleed and regarding the misunderstanding of the ghair muqallids. So this is a very valuable introduction, as per se, before you actually move on to the discussion of qiraat and the reciting the Quran behind the Imam. The rest of the book is devoted to the second part, the 120 odd pages, which is really a commentary of Maulana Ahmed Said Palanpuri on the book of Maulana Qasim Nanotvi. So we have the extract of Maulana Qasim Nanotvi in a block, sort of, and then the translation of the commentary follows. And this is where an intricate discussion of the proofs for why we as Hanafis don't recite the Quran behind the Imam is given, an evaluation of the proofs of other people, and also our own position then regarding this issue. So all in all, Maulana, a very valuable book for two reasons. Firstly, for its very important introduction, not only on the life of Maulana Qasim Nanotvi Rahmatullahi, but on an understanding of the Hanafi fiqh and our position regarding hadith, and then the actual text, which in some ways maybe is necessary for every student of knowledge, and also any person who wants to know the finer points of this academic discussion. The translation, for most part, is quite good. There are problems like we normally have with matters of transliteration. Also, I think that the title posed as a question, is it wajib for the muqtadi to recite Surah Fatiha, doesn't really capture the original title, Tawfiq al-Kalam fi insati khalf al-Imam. That said, the other difficulty is that the contents page doesn't sufficiently lay out well enough the difference between the introduction of the book and the actual book itself. But the book has been published in 2015 and published by Mustafa Publishers, and Mufti Ilyas has done the Hafizahullah, has provided the translation and editing of the book.
Mm-hmm. Interesting indeed, Maulana, and I suppose this is more for a scholarly read, Maulana?
Maulana, I would say that, look, we should never underestimate our reading public. The introduction, per se, I think, can be recommended easily to most people. It's presented in easily digestible way, and I think this is, these are very relevant issues. One finds people coming back from a journey for Umrah, for example, and all of a sudden they holding their hands, they were Hanafis before and now they're holding their hands above their navels, or they start reading the Surah Fatiha in the Salah, and you ask them why are you doing it, they said everybody did it where we were, and so there is this constant type of attack against people who want to practice traditional Islam and want to hold on to our the heritage and the mazahib. And I think we need to be very, very proactive in suggesting good reading material for that. And certainly this is a good start, Maulana.
Mm-hmm. Maulana, jazakumullah for your time. Tell us more about the price and where we can get it from, Maulana.
Maulana, these books are very, very well priced. You know, the presentation is very good. It's 168 pages all in all. And one can get it for under 30 rands. At most bookshops, including the bookshop at the Darul Ulum Azad wal Madrasa Arabiya Islamiya. You can call them on 011-413-2786, and I'm sure they'll make the book available to you.
Mm-hmm. Jazakumullah for your time, much appreciated.
A pleasure, Maulana. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.